Speaking of beautiful, look who's in studio. It's our friend Jerry Nunn from Nunn on the Run.
Hi.
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. I've seen a lot of shows with Ron at his venue.
He does a nice job. Whatever's out there, it's always an A-plus show.
Oh, yeah.
I love going to the Arcata Theater. It's a great venue to see someone, anyone. Honestly, it's that good. But this little Club Arcata, the speakeasy, I have
up
to make it out
floor?
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just I'm going to wear a slinky dress.
Oh, a dress
get a cigarette
made out of
holder.
Slinkies?
Yes. Darken my eye makeup,
wow.
And I'll be set to go, 1920s style.
It'll be the cat's pajamas, I tell you. Jer, what's coming up this weekend that people should be aware of so they can go out and do some stuff?
Well, I'm covering the whole month now. We're going for all of May.
Everything.
There's so many things in May coming up with May 1st.
May Day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. May Day. We have... I interviewed Juliana Hatfield this week, and
love
she's coming
her.
On Monday.
Yeah.
So she was great. She has a political album called Pussycat. She's going to be at the Lincoln Hall on May 1st. So this coming Monday. So I'm excited about
that. Should be
her
a pretty
song.
Good show.
Can
yeah.
we see the interview on Nunn on One on your YouTube
yeah.
channel or on your website, Nunn on the Run, double N's?
It's Nunn on the Run, yep. And Chicago Pride publishes it also.
So what was this is all political material for the new
yes.
the new album?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
interesting.
So she's done
that's
some,
kind of a throwback.
That is interesting because you're alienating half the audience, so you mm-hmm. might
if
get
not
a pay.
More.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. You got to hear it. So she's coming. The XX is coming on Monday. They're going to be back for Lollapalooza. I don't know.
The XX.
Have you listened to the XX yet?
I'm not sure.
We're
I have
lame.
Heard the XX.
Every time
new.
Jerry Nunn is up here, I feel older
he
and lamer.
Something at us that we're not aware of. What
they're brand new. But they're going to be back for Lollapalooza, but they're playing an early show. There is a lot of concerts, though, in May.
Yeah.
We talked about Olivia Newton-John. Remember
yeah.
we talked about her?
Yeah.
So she's finally coming at the Genesee Theater. May 17th, so she'll be there at 7:30.
I bet that's a great show.
I bet it is. We
yeah.
had her on a couple of weeks ago, and she sounds just as good as ever.
Great.
Yeah.
She's a nice person, isn't
yeah.
she?
Very
she is
nice
really
person.
Nice, although I realize I had nothing to say to her.
Mm. We mostly asked her questions about Australia and what their gross national product was.
Oh, okay.
So
she rolled with it, didn't
yeah, she?
She
did a nice job, yeah.
Bill did most of the talking because it was Olivia Newton-John.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, you're
and
a fan.
I'm a huge fan,
yeah.
a gigantic fan, and I pulled out this song, Sam, that she sang. When I was a kid, there was this song called Sam, and it was beautiful, and then we played it, and then Wendy said it wasn't very good.
No, she loved it.
She loved it, but you looked at me like, what is this?
She has a song called I'll Buy You a Kangaroo.
Oh, yeah, I've
I
heard that
about
song.
That.
Yeah. yeah.
She said she's never
performed. Why not a wallaby? That's what I want to know.
That's a great question.
All right, so May is a concert month, pretty
yes.
much.
Jackie Evancho is going to be also at the Genesee. This is in Milwaukee, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is Waukegan. Waukegan.
Not
Waukegan.
Milwaukee, Illinois.
Waukegan, Illinois,
Waukegan, which is
Illinois.
Up there.
Yes, right. Yeah. I'm thinking north. So she's coming May 19th, and I talked to her, and she is great also. She has a trans sister.
Oh, she does.
This?
No.
And she sang at the Trump inauguration.
Oh, I do know this story.
Yes.
I didn't put it together. It was her.
Yes. So it's her. And now they won't, like, Trump's people will not return her phone calls.
Really?
Because
it's
now they're concerned
world.
When the trans, you know, when everything went through.
So what was her goal in doing the Trump inauguration to maybe talk to Donald Trump or Mike Pence or something and say, hey, we have to be more accepting? Or
no,
what?
That was before it happened.
Oh.
So she went because it was an honor to be asked. And she
yeah.
was.
So you're
excited.
Asked before you know who the winners are, correct, or no?
Well, no. She, before the law went down about the trans
oh, okay.
thing, the trans rights and
yeah.
everything. So,
and she's originally from The Voice, right? Or one
she's
of those
on America's
shows.
Got Talent.
America's Got Talent. That's the one.
I can't keep them straight.
One. There's too many talent shows.
She's been singing since she was, like, little, though. She's,
yeah.
She's pretty amazing. So she's coming. Wanda Jackson. Are you fans of Wanda Jackson?
The
yes. Queen of Rockabilly.
The Queen of Rockabilly.
The Wanda dated Jackson. Elvis. Do we know about
she's
oh. about 80 years she's about 80 years old and is
well bring it on
playing at the City Winery. She did Jack White produced her album.
Really?
Yeah.
Rockabilly, I'm a big fan of.
Yeah.
I really am.
She gets the Fringe. You were talking about Fringe. She gets the Fringe out.
Oh, the Fringe. All right. And she dated Elvis. Why does that impress me? Who I know there were a lot of people that probably dated Elvis.
Yeah. That would
Did
that,
you?
No, I never dated Elvis Wendy. That's no.
So she's coming May 17th. So yeah, we I'll play you some music sometime.
And she's 80 years old.
She's still touring.
Right. Yes. On.
Good she's for from her. Oklahoma. Yeah.
And City Winery, great venue to see someone. Love
yes.
that.
Yes, definitely, definitely. So there's been this Facebook game with all the concerts and everything.
Are you sick of that already?
It's everywhere.
Have you seen that?
No. What
you
is
don't
this?
Go on Facebook anymore, do you?
Not as often.
It's
as
like
I used
to. You list 10 concerts and one of them you didn't attend, and people try to guess.
Oh, that's right. A fun game.
It was it? For like the first 9,000 posts that you saw, and then it got just so completely old.
Right. Yeah. So my first concert was the Colts because they
really?
Opened for Billy Idol in Tennessee in 1987. So they're coming to the Horseshoe Casino May 13th. So they're still rocking.
That makes
they're like
sense.
A rock band.
Yeah.
Really
I know who the Cult is.
Okay.
My first concert.
Go on.
I think it was ZZ Top and the Outlaws at Wisconsin, Alpine Valley.
This perfectly illustrates the differences between you and I, because your first concert was ZZ Top, mm-hmm. and mine was the Banana Splits at the Topps department store in Midlothian.
Oh, yeah, we're very different.
But and I was upset because I realized it wasn't the actual Banana Splits. It was just guys dressed up like the Banana Splits because it was a cartoon show.
Right,
so
right.
You could put anybody in there.
What was it? A Crofts?
Yeah. Crofts Sid and Marty Croft. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a blur now because, you know, it was a big deal to go to a concert where one set of parents would drop you off at Woodfield Mall and you'd hop on a bus and the bus would take you to Alpine Valley. And then some parents would be stuck picking you up at like 2 a.m. when the bus came back. So it could have been Supertramp.
That wouldn't have been a bad show.
And definitely the Go-Go's I went to.
Oh, that's also a good show. Yeah. Those are solid.
That was fun.
I've seen them. Yeah.
Those were my first like handful of concerts.
Jerry, for Wendy's birthday, we're putting together a reunion of all those bands.
Let's do it.
Yeah, pretty good.
No, Wendy Palooza.
I want to go see Wanda. What's her name?
Wanda Jackson.
That's who I want to go to see She's on my hoot. Birthday. Yeah. We're about the same age.
Yeah, almost.
So Midnight Oil is coming.
Oh, I love them. Yeah.
Coming to the Vic at
the beds
May
are burning.
18th. Yep, their beds were burning. Yeah, we'll see.
They're Australia as well, correct?
Yeah.
Yes, Australia. Exactly.
That guy, the lead singer, looks so intimidating.
Yeah, he does.
I hear he's a pussycat.
Is that what you've heard? Yeah,
I heard he's great. Yeah, right. He's very political, right? Well, mm-hmm. obviously,
Wanda Jones dated him.
Wanda Jackson.
Wanda Jackson also dated him. Wanda Sykes dated him too. They all dated him.
Oh boy.
Hall & Oates is coming with Tears for Fears at the Allstate.
We had John Oates on, and I can't speak for Bill. Mm-hmm. I knew that he sang backup, and I think there are a couple of songs he sang lead on. I knew he played guitar, but he amazed me at how magnificent he was as a guitar player.
Really good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know, and he loves the Garfunkel and Oates thing. He's been on the show.
Got a good sense of humor.
He really does, and he's really talented. And Tears for Fears...
I like Tears for Fears
too.
A lot.
I mean, they don't come very often.
No.
I don't know when they were last year.
So. It's a good matchup.
It seems like a weird matchup to me, though, because it's like Tears for Fears.
It should be Tears for Oates and Fears and Hall. Well, that would be a better show. I'm going to send that to them, and they can use that if they want to.
But, you know, you have the new wave meets the easy listening.
Right.
But now that we're... older, they're very similar, but at the time they were two very different entities.
Very different. Yeah.
They couldn't get the Pet Shop Boys to close that show. What's going on there?
I love some Pet Shop Boys. but they're playing at the Allstate, which is a huge venue.
That is.
They gotta sell some tickets.
That's gonna be a good show, though.
Get the word out.
So,
you can. Nora Jones is coming to Chicago
She's
Theater.
Awesome.
She's got a very nice voice.
Relaxing on May 20th. The Weeknd is coming to Allstate. It's another one at Allstate. May 23rd.
Everybody loves The Weeknd and the band too.
Yeah, he's a no E in that, by the way, Jerry. If you're writing that out,
exactly.
It's just it's W E E K and then just N D. There's no time for the last E.
The only way I knew who he was by watching SNL. That's how now I get to find out what's popular.
Sure,
that's it.
Right. Well,
I'm old.
Mm-hmm. Bush is coming.
Mm-hmm. President
really?
Bush.
May 15th. I don't think he comes very often either.
Gavin Rossdale and, you know, I don't think Gwen Stefani will be at that show
Probably
at all.
Probably not this time around. No.
I have some celebs coming to town for some galas.
Who are they and where are they staying?
I love a gala.
Okay, so I talked to Dionne Warwick this week.
Dionne Warwick?
Yes.
How
really?
Cool.
She's coming
She's
to the human
fighting
first.
With Aretha Franklin. Did you know that?
She is. I asked her.
They're
about
in a
it.
Fight.
I know.
They're going to have a cage match
it's
or
like
something.
It's like feud. It's like, you
yeah.
know.
And it's
Joan
over,
Crawford.
If I understand this, Jerry, because you'll know way more than me, it's mm-hmm. over something that was said at Whitney Houston's funeral.
Right. This is like a five-year-old feud.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
Because one of them claimed to be Whitney Houston's godmother, and the other one said, wait a minute, you weren't Whitney Houston's godmother, and that's the big fight, right?
Yeah, they're not talking. It's not good. I did ask a question about it, and she was...
Was the interview over after that?
I'm not dignifying that.
Which one did you ask? You asked Dionne Warwick?
Dionne, yeah. I haven't talked to... Aretha cancels on interviews sometimes.
Does she really?
Yeah, she's very unpredictable. So, and she didn't go to the funeral. That's a big controversy, too.
How about that?
She didn't... She called in sick.
You can't call in sick to a funeral.
I know, so that's a big thing too. But anyway, it's a Human First gala. This is at the Geriati. I don't know how you say that. Yeah, 2520 South Hoyne.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a black tie optional fundraiser for human rights. It's LGBT fundraiser that Dionne's going to sing.
She's headlining it.
She's going to sing. That's What Friends Are For. I ask her about that.
Will she sing Deja Vu?
I didn't ask her.
I would ask her that. I would like her to sing that.
She just always says all the hits. You know, you try to get her down to a set list, and she just won't do it.
How long will she be performing? Is she just doing that one song and splitting?
I did ask her about that, and she said she's doing a full-on concert.
Good.
Really?
Yeah, because I saw Chaka Khan do this Human First gala also, and she did a long set, too. So I don't think they just do a few songs.
That's amazing that they do that.
Yeah.
And probably not getting paid. A lot.
Right. They get some. I'm sure they get something.
Yeah, they get something.
It's still pretty great to put your voice to something.
She's been a big supporter. So.
Wasn't Dionne Warwick part of the Psychic Friends Network also, am I imagining?
Yes.
But she was.
If you ask her that, the interview will be over.
Oh, she doesn't want to discuss that.
I know people that have asked her about
it. Because it didn't. I don't think that venture ended well.
No.
Right?
That was not a happy time for her.
I like real friends, not psychic friends.
No, get both. You got to mix it up, Wendy. You got to get both.
Yeah. Another one is the Gene Siskel is a big one. The May 13th, it's Kevin Spacey's coming.
Yeah.
And Jeremy Piven is leading the Q&A.
Oh, that'll be fun.
So you get two celebs for the price of one.
And then what do they show just scenes from his movies or an actual film or two?
They do clips. I've been going to this thing for a few years. So last year, I got to talk to Scarlett Johansson. They had Reese Witherspoon before.
Oh, nice.
Morgan Freeman. They've had a lot of great celebrities. And this is all for the Siskel Center, the movie center that I did like the Oscar stuff with.
Yeah.
So that's May 13th, and it's going to be at the Four Seasons. So, but tickets are pricey. Like
but now, can anybody go if they want to lay down the amount of the ticket? Anyone
can go. The tickets range from $500 to $1,000.
Bill, will you spot me?
I'm going with Dionne Warwick. I don't know if there's no room in the car.
I'm going with her psychic friend, Juno.
So that's going to be
Miss
fun.
Miss Cleo. Go with Miss Cleo. That would be fun. Kevin Spacey's an amazing actor, and I'm sure you've seen him do this, but he does some spot-on impressions. He's just such a good impressionist also.
Oh, really, I'll have to ask him that on the red carpet.
Oh, yeah, do. Because he does Johnny Carson's. It's really funny.
And do some video.
Yeah.
He's really got a great sense of humor.
He did, before he was an actor, he did stand-up comedy. That's what he did before he was an actor.
Oh, he'll be easy interview then.
Yeah.
Totally.
You're going to love it.
Okay. Right. And Helen Mirren. Do you guys know Helen Mirren, the actress?
Helen who?
Helen Mirren?
Yeah, Helen Mirren.
Oh, my God.
One of the greatest.
She's coming.
She is... The
class
most
personified.
The most beautiful. She's like 80 years old, isn't she?
I don't
she
know.
She might not
she's
be that
80.
Old.
She's amazing.
But she is incredible. She's a great actress. She is on my to-do list.
She's on Wendy's.
Oh, you should go with me.
Wow.
You should go with me to meet her.
You know.
Go with me to meet her. It's May 24th.
She's amazing.
You know how you said there's ways to end a Dionne Warwick interview? I can think of one that would end the Helen Mirren interview really quickly.
She would not be offended by that,
no,
I'm
probably
sure.
Probably not.
Mm.
I just really respect and idolize her.
Beautiful,
I think she's
too.
Amazing.
Yeah, this is going to be at the Lowe's Hotel. And it's
what room?
Oh no!
Oh no!
Don't give that out, Jer, because Wendy will use it.
It's a fundraiser for the International Film Festival.
Good for her.
So that'll be great. She has a film coming out, and yeah,
she's so good.
$400
she really
for
is.
Tickets.
Yeah. That's a steal.
I'd pay twice that.
I'm going to take you, Wendy. You can go with me.
Wendy,
hang out with
Helen. Please take Jerry up on his offer. Is her husband Randall Kleiser?
Her husband's Taylor Hackford.
Taylor Hackford.
He's going to be there.
He did Blue Lagoon. I think so, right?
I'm looking. He did Ray, which would be a big one.
Yeah, I guess that's bigger.
He did an Officer and a Gentleman.
Oh, he did Officer and a Gentleman.
I don't see Blue Lagoon here. Dolores Claiborne.
Oh, right.
Yeah, The Devil's Advocate. He did a lot.
Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else.
Yeah, maybe.
Brooke Shields?
Yeah, Brooke Shields.
That's what you're thinking of.
I'm thinking of Brooke Shields.
Chris, who was
Christopher
her?
Atkins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What happened to him?
He'll work again. Give him a,
when?
Just give him a minute. He's just regrouping.
I remember that stripper movie he was in, yeah.
Oh, right.
Remember that?
Right.
Yeah,
he played a... Right. Jerry came through ultra obscure. That was excellent.
Bill seems very proud of you.
That was excellent.
This is back at puberty time for the nun, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, a lot of good stuff coming out. We have Mother's Day. We talk about, you know, Mother's Days.
Yeah.
In May.
What's special for Mother's Day? Is anyone doing anything big?
There's a lot of brunches. I went to Fogo de Chao.
Fogo de Chao?
I don't know how to say it, but I know how to eat meat. That's all I'm telling you. It is amazing.
Yeah, I went last night. They had a media event. Oh. And so they're doing Mother's Day. But the cool thing is now, when you bring your mother on Mother's Day to Fogo,
yeah,
they will give you a return visit for free. She can eat for free next time she comes.
Oh, wow.
So they're going to give her a gift card for
That's
lunch
where
or
we
dinner.
Went last year. Actually, it was after Mother's Day because my husband forgot to make reservations.
Oops.
But it is amazing. I mean, seriously, the meat is just amazing.
Yeah.
They just come by with skewers of giant meat.
Wendy ate a whole lamb. An entire lamb.
I did not.
Every part of it.
Wendy had a little lamb. Yeah, so that was a great event last night because they're moving into smaller bites. And oh, they do a lunch special, too.
What's the lunch special? Do you know?
The lunch special
is... Because there's one a block and a half from here.
Is there really?
Yeah.
No, that's Texas State Brazil.
Oh, that's their competitor.
Don't get it twisted.
Oops, sorry.
No, they're farther. They're over in LaSalle.
Oh, right.
And
right.
Then there's one in Rosemont right next to the outlet mall, which I like to frequent as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because you got to walk off all that meat.
Yep.
Yeah. So Fogo's doing the salad bar for $15.
That's not bad.
They have an amazing salad bar.
And then you can add meat and it's around 20.
Okay.
When you add the meat.
I'll take Dan Warwick there after her show.
But don't go for lunch because you can't have that much to eat in the middle of the day.
No, you got
to
save it for dinner.
You really do.
So you can just lay down in a...
I'm looking good for a good seafood brunch. That's my goal.
Oh, wouldn't that be good?
Yeah.
That would be so good.
Because, you know, they have skewers of meat at Fogo.
But I think they do shrimp there too, don't they?
They do.
Yeah.
They were showing shrimp last night. Yeah. Crab legs and all kinds of stuff.
Mrs.
Really?
Paul's fish sticks.
Yeah. They just start. Some of the stuff is new, but yeah.
All right. Then I'm done.
Let's
I'm
go there.
So yeah, we'll do it.
All right. Okay. Jared, it sounds like May is just chock full of stuff. It doesn't sound like there's any downtime at all.
Not really. No. And that's before summer.
And then, yeah, the fest. That's what I like. Although I don't go big. I don't go to Lollapalooza. That, to me, is too many people in one place. Mm. I did take my son to see Brian Wilson last year. I don't remember what that was called.
That was Pitchfork.
Yes, it was.
Pitchfork.
Yeah, it was Pitchfork. Yeah,
so that was pretty cool. A little smaller. It's just Lala is just too many people on the lakefront at one time for me.
Can you ask them nicely, Jerry, if they could just cut back on the amount of attendance so Wendy can go?
We'll get you in the VIP area so you're not.
Oh.
I'm
going to
go
nice.
Check out Nun on the Run, double N, N-U-N-N, ontherun.com. That's his website. He's Jerry Nun. And also check out your YouTube channel, Nun on One.
Yeah,
all right.
Exactly.
Cool.
Jerry, thanks for coming up.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That's Jerry Nunn. We'll take a quick break, and then there's more show ahead. It's Bill and Wendy on the stream on WGN.